Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high.
7:41 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 56 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
Each week, we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Clover School District. We've got Brian Dillon, who is the public information officer for Clover Schools. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
How are you? All is well?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, as always, we were just asking, or Ashley just asked, how's the semester going along? Because you all started so early, and you're already about to hit your, we call it a break, but you and the school community use a different word. What do you call it?
We will have our first intersession October 9th through the 13th, so we're closing in on it.
So already a month into the school year for the Clover School District, remember they're operating on that modified calendar. They started school earlier, but they have more intersessions scattered throughout the year for recovery, to give students and teachers just a break, and families an opportunity to maybe work on some stuff that they are not able to do so in a typical school calendar. It also makes for a 90-90 split, right? 90, yes. 90 days of school before winter break and 90 days after winter break.
That's right.
So same thing, I think we asked York, who's also operating on the same schedule the last time they were here. Do folks realize that they're still operating on this calendar, or is it just another date on the calendar? Have they felt like they've been going to school since the 1st of August? What's been like the feeling within the Clover schools?
Really haven't heard too much about it. We'll hear more about it in mid-October after this first intersession, which our staff has been working hard. I know our middle schools have shared some information about how they're going to be operating. I'll have some more information as well. But there's going to be opportunities for students to come in, get that needed support, more of a one-on-one individual basis for students that need some content recovery. There's going to be some other opportunities as well. But it's really just been business as usual for the most part for us. Like once you get over that initial hurdle of starting earlier, it's really just been like any other school year. So we'll see what the feedback we get after the 9th through the 13th of October, that first intersession that we've had on our calendar, and we'll see what happens from there.
So this calendar goes through this school year, and it's important to note nothing is ever set in stone. This school calendar is set in stone, but after like a year or two of maybe operating on this, if the Clover School District gets feedback from everyone that it might not have worked to the level that they were hoping, you can always just revert back to a traditional calendar, right? I mean, nothing is set that much in stone unless it's passed for the current year.
Correct. Okay. Once it's approved,
yeah,
it's set there. You might see some minor tweaks here and there on an approved calendar, but very rarely. But each year we go through the process over and over to set a calendar. We get drafts out. We share them with our staff. We share them with parents. We seek feedback. So those things can change. And this calendar represented the biggest change that we've had in a calendar in many, many years. So we are seeking feedback. We continue to seek feedback. I actually have the drafts for 2024 and 2025. That we're going to be speaking about in October at our work session and then our board meeting, where we'll be seeking feedback from staff and parents. And then I'll have one for 25 and 26. So it's a continuous process where, we develop them, we seek feedback, we approve, move on to the next. And so, we will be continuing to listen and making sure we do what's appropriate for students and staff in Clover School District.
And that just shows right there how school districts really have to work ahead and plan ahead. I mean, you cannot be, we say it here all the time, you cannot be reactive, you have to be proactive. Mm-hmm. So we love that.
We're speaking with Brian Dillon from the Clover School District. Brian, you just got some information from the state education department regarding Clover High School students. They showed improvements on end-of-year course tests. Now, kind of explain what these tests are, what the results are as well, and then how you all are able to interpret this information moving forward.
So the end of course tests are the ones that are really measured. You see that algebra, biology, English 2, U.S. history, and the Constitution. These are those core, main core classes that are set throughout the entire state. And what we saw was our students are continuing to raise the bar. In algebra, they were 1.37% higher on these end-of-course exams from this year compared to last year. Biology jumped 5.23%. And the U.S. history and the Constitution, which was an adjusted course, a new course, they did have some stuff where they were bringing it in, they jumped 16.49%, whereas across the state, 40% of students in those EOC classes are failing. We are not seeing that same level in Clover. So you just see across the board just really strong numbers. Clover School District compared to the state in algebra, nearly 20 point difference in biology, and nearly a 10 point difference in English, and 13 in U.S. and history and Constitution. So it shows the strong work that our staff does with our students and the work that the students put in to then, you know, show that mastery of what they're learning.
Oh, that is impressive. So with that information, what do you all do? You obviously say, well, we're doing something right because the test scores are going up and not down. How do you interpret this? Like, how will Clover High School interpret this to keep the numbers going up in the right direction? Give harder tests?
Well, see, the EOCs, those are standard across the state. Those are those have specific benchmarks that they have to do in specific standards. So that's a statewide thing. So those are all very similar. So they just continue to look where they'll look at where you can make those gains still. So analyze the information. Where did we do really, really well that we need to keep doing? Where can we make some tweaks to continue to improve? We saw the same thing last week with the SC Pass, SC Ready testing for the elementary level, where Clover School District continues to improve and get back and surpass in many areas pre-pandemic levels, which is, you know, something that we've all been watching and looking at. You saw that sharp dip in learning loss during the pandemic, and we've come back up at a high rate there as well. So we're very happy with where the numbers are, but not satisfied. We want to keep improving and keep pushing our students to higher levels.
Now, are test scores tied to any kind of funding or grants or anything as well? Is that sometimes why it's important to see those gains?
Directly, I can't give you a great answer for that question. I'm not as involved in those grants and how they're directly tied in. But you do see often that that's in areas they are. So I can't speak specifically on this one.
Okay.
Brian, let's get an update while you're here about the second high school. Bring us up to speed where we are on that.
Well, we're continuing to go through the process of trying to get our site plans approved. There is, in those government processes, that red tape that you go through, we've submitted multiple site plans to the county, and we have not been approved yet, so we haven't broken ground. But we continue to work with the folks at the government building there in New York to try to make sure that we know exactly what they're looking for. That hasn't always been the case. So as we keep trying to have open lines of communication to find what we need to do to make sure that we hit the needs, and we continue to work through that because, you know, we're going to be approaching deadlines to get things rolling to make sure we have things on time. So we've submitted multiple site plans, and we'll be resubmitting soon, and we'll see where we come on that one. But we've hit multiple roadblocks with the council and having those not approved.
I know that's frustrating. Have you had that with other schools you've tried to build there in Clover? Or is it because this is a high school, there's a lot more moving parts with it?
I was not around when we were submitting site plans for Oak Ridge Elementary and Clover Middle School, so I can't speak on that. We did have to do a rezoning for the work that we did at Bethany, because Bethany, that's been there since the 50s, was rezoned into agricultural. And while there's been a school district or school building on that property for many, many years, it was rezoned agricultural, and we couldn't just do the work on the property because of a change that was made in the council's ordinances. So we had to go through a rezoning process for Bethany, which kind of slowed us down on some of that work. But I can't speak on schools otherwise.
What is the estimated timeline for the school to start and be opened, and what's the goal?
Our goal is to open in August of 2026 and be open for the 2026-27 school year.
Ooh. Okay, so
you are approaching certain deadlines that do need to get checked off the list for sure. We'll pay close attention to that for sure. All right, Brian Dillon, we appreciate the update from Clover Schools.